Hi, everybody. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Join us on page 34 of your book today. We'll be taking a look at Unit 5, which is the first of several units in your book, which will feature unusual, interesting, if not beautiful, animals throughout the world. And the first animal we are going to showcase for you is hot animals around the world, chameleons.
That就是变色龙. You don't have to go far to look at a chameleon, because right here in this small studio, there is one by the name of Peter.
Yes, actually, chameleon means lion on the ground, and if you've ever seen Peter, he looks something like a lion.
我不晓得它的叫声是不是这个样子。这种的蜥蜴真的很奇怪,
a very fascinating animal. Let's get started with our lesson. I'll read the first paragraph. Remember, we read one paragraph in your text, then we go back to explain it, helping you by pointing out vocabulary or special expressions. So listen carefully. Every few months, this program will feature an animal which has caught the eye of the world's public to become a favorite or hot animal. In the first of this unusual series, we will look at the chameleon, one of nature's strangest creatures. As I said at the introduction of this program, Hot Animals Around the World is a very short series. We have three or four animals to share with you in this book, which we found to be irresistible. They're so cute or strange or fascinating that we wanted to share more about them with you, and we'll start with the chameleon.
刚才有一个字, 也就是难以抗拒的。 我们说, her charm is irresistible. Wow, 她的这个迷人的风采难以抗拒, 这是这样拼的。
I-R-R-E-S-I-S-T-I-B-L-E I-R-R-E-S-T-I-B-L-E, irresistible. I forgot an I-S in there. Hold on, one more time. I-R-R-E-S I-S-T-I-B-L-E, sorry, irresistible.
相当不错,但可是在这儿有一个很好的用法, to catch the eye of somebody, was to catch somebody's eye. 那个eye要用单数, 吸引某人的注意, 我们可以造这么一个句子, 用to catch one's eye, 记住用单数, 造个例子。
That pretty girl at the beach caught Paul's eye.
哇, 海滩上那个女的真是吸引Paul的注意。
Right, so eye here means attention, not your two eyes on your face. Okay, let's go ahead to the next much longer paragraph. This is a background paragraph to tell us more scientific information about the chameleon. Perhaps no other group of animals has caught mankind's imagination like reptiles. Among the several subclasses or orders in biology of reptiles are snakes and lizards, turtles and tortoises, crocodiles and alligators, and the tuatara, a marine lizard in New Zealand. The dinosaurs, too, belong to the class of reptiles. Was it a snake, lizard, or crocodile that caught the fancy of some Chinese in times gone by to create the dragon? A perennial theme, reptiles have been featured over the past 10 years in box office hits and bombs alike as dinosaurs, Jurassic Park and The Lost World, crocodiles and snakes, Anaconda. Though not nearly as large as these mighty reptiles, the lowly chameleon, nonetheless, has amazed countless generations with its special talents and skills.
I think I have to cut in for a while, because in this paragraph we do have a lot of terms, but don't you have to worry about them, because we have a very beautiful translation following this.
Right.
So when it comes to terms, all you have to do is just to understand the meaning, and that's all. What you have to understand is the structure or some of the keywords we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. If you're very interested in biology and especially in reptiles, as you can see, there are plenty of special words here for you. But for the general reader, it's enough to just be able to read and know that, oh, alligator is a kind of reptile, or this really strange tuatara is a kind of reptile. You don't memorize the words if you're not going to use them.
Right. 这个发音你一直念这个大哥你是念的是这个reptile 但是我也有时候听到不少美国人他不念reptile 他要念怎么念
reptile We have two pronunciations here, reptile or reptile. Okay, the interesting thing here, I think, is the Chinese dragon, the model for this dragon, seems to have been a reptile, so reptiles are also important in Chinese imagery.
Mm-hmm. 在这里的, to catch the fancy of somebody, 这个fancy, 在这里有什么意思呢?
Well, this fancy does not mean expensive, like we ate in a fancy restaurant last night. Here, fancy has the idea of imagination or creativity.
Mm-hmm. So, John, to catch the fancy of somebody, in other words, is to...
To attract someone's attention so that they start to think about something or to create something.
也就是一样的吸引某人的注意，但是使得某人开始来幻想、来想事情了。但不过这个fancy还真有是喜欢的意思，尤其像用吧，take a fancy to something.
Right, or just say fancy. I fancy that suit in the window.
也就是好喜欢的意思。 I really take fancy to that music. 那个音乐我蛮喜欢的。
Okay, let's go ahead now and finish page 34 and go to the next page. What is a chameleon? Its unusual name fits this unusual animal perfectly, for it translates from the ancient Greek as lion on the ground. This is unexpected, since chameleons spend most of their time in trees. And as for looking like a chameleon looks like, a chameleon. No other animal in nature's zoo looks quite as bizarre as they do. Where do they live? True chameleons are found only in the tropical forests and jungles of the Old World, and nearly half of its species live on the African island of Madagascar. Again, we have more biological or scientific information here. The word chameleon means lion on the ground, but actually chameleons live mostly in trees. We will describe what they look like to you in a moment, but we also learned that they live in the Old World. This means Asia, Africa, and Europe.
The Old World 就是指的是亚洲
非洲、欧洲都算是旧世界。那新世界呢？当然是指的是北美洲、南美洲。嗯，还有这个是bizarre，很有意思啊。Bizarre的里面就是等于weird，weird,
strange，非常怪异的意思。Do I look bizarre?
Do you have to ask?
我说我长得呢，是不是非常怪？ 那个福大哥说，那你还要问吗？ 不需要问。不过在这一段呢，最后头啊， half of its species live on the African island of 有一个岛的名字，一个大岛。 这个大岛我要请福大哥再给我们念一下。
Madagascar.
Madagascar. 也就是马达加斯加，这是独立一个大岛，在非洲的东南部一点。
And it's a country, too. It's the Malagasy Republic, which the whole island is one country.
Mm-hmm. 这边有个 live on， 就是住在那个岛屿上，可是 live on 还有更重要的用法。 靠什么为生啊？吃什么？像我们中国人都是吃米饭为生，所以 a lot of Chinese or most Chinese live on rice.
那通常，Bruce呢？你一个月没有挣多少钱？How
can you live on that small income？ 你是怎么样靠那个过活的？都用 live on 的用法。That's
right.
好，接下来我们看下面这一段。What's
so special about the chameleon？ Plenty. From its tongue to its tail, the chameleon offers a storehouse of specialities. The tongue of this modern-day dinosaur look-alike can be extended more than twice the length of its body. This type of tongue, also present in frogs and toads, is called an extensile tongue. The eyes of the chameleon are even more remarkable. Its eyes are turreted and can be moved independently so that it can view two different objects simultaneously. This comes in especially handy as it is tree-dwelling. The chameleon can keep one eye on its prey and the other on its footing. Its head is often helmet-shaped, and some species have horn-like structures growing out of this scaly helmet. You really have to like reptiles to like this guy. He has a long tongue like a frog. His eyes are maybe the only eyes in all of nature which can move independently. It can look at maybe something to eat, and it can then, with the other eye, look at the ground. This is very useful because it lives in a tree. It also seems to be covered with scales like a fish. So, unless you really love animals, you might have trouble loving the chameleon.
Well, this particular paragraph really sounds a little bit gross. gross is spelled.
口语的用法, G-R-O-S-S. 好讨厌. G-R-O-S-S. That's gross.
有点恶心的啊. 为什么这么搞的好怪异的动作, 咱们想不出来, 一只眼睛往左边看, 另外一只眼睛可以往右边看. Wow. 可是在这里啊, 特别注意到, 在第二行这边, to offer a storehouse of specialities. 这个 storehouse 在这边指的是什么东西呢?
Well, it simply means a large collection of things, like a warehouse or like a department store.
就像所谓的仓库一样的，这边指的就是好多种的各式各类的。其实有一个很棒的字, to offer a multitude of.
Good choice.
Yeah, multitude 就是 a variety of. 一大串的,一大堆的,各式各类的, multitude 是这么拼的。
M-U-L-T-I-T-U-D-E, M-U-L-T-I-T-U-D-E, multitude.
And also this word specialities is really special because we can also say specialties, right?
Right.
两个都是一样.
Right. Specialties would be without the middle I. Specialties, 中间的那个I把去掉, then you have specialties, and it's pretty much the same meaning.
So, 我们常常可以讲说,这个餐厅有什么特别的一些招牌菜啊, 我们可以讲说, what specialties or what specialty does this restaurant offer? 它有什么样的招牌? 还有一个用法,这个黑体字我特别喜欢的, this comes in especially handy. To come in handy, 就是随时可以派上用场。
Yep.
我们可以看看,造个例子好不好? 那么随时可以派上用场, 比如说下雨了,你要带雨伞, 对不对?
Yeah.
雨伞随时用得到, 我们就可以说,
An umbrella always comes in handy in the summer.
就可以这样说, comes in handy, 随时用得到的意思。 好, 那么还有一个字叫 pray。 这边啊,特别记住呢,是倒数第三行, 前面数过来第五个字,一个 pray。 这个 pray 是不能加s, 它是一个不可数的名词,代表猎物, 但小心呢,这个字可以当动词用, to pray on somebody, 好像, or to pray on something, 这有什么意思呢?
Well, this means, as a noun, it means the food if it is animal food that another animal eats. To prey on could be, for example, lions preying on animals in Africa, but sometimes we use it for people, too. Criminals prey on innocent people.
也就是这些罪犯呢，专门呢就是要来猎杀，当然并不是真的是要拿刀出来杀，就是指的是要敲人家竹杠啦，或者是占人家便宜啦，对，可以用prey on这样的用法。好，我们再看下面这一段。The
feet and tail of the chameleon are also special. Both are prehensile, that is, they are both perfectly adapted to their sylvan environment. The toes of the chameleon's feet are bunched into inside and outside groups of two or three to enable this reptile to grasp tree branches tightly. The chameleon can thus climb extraordinarily well while using its tail to grab objects for further balance. So in this paragraph, we again describe the chameleon's specialities. Its feet and tail are prehensile. They can grasp or grab things very, very tightly, which allows the chameleon to climb trees especially well.
另外这里的 to adapt to, 那么这个用法, 或是 to be adapted to, 都可以代表适应,尤其做不及物动词, 他已经适应乡间生活, he has already adapted to country life, 始终都是跟to并用的。
Well, let's continue. We're going to the next page now. The above inventory of natural selection specializations would be remarkable enough, but what really separates the chameleon from its fellow reptiles is the fact that its scales contain the ability to change color. Though many people think the chameleon can change its color at will and that it can blend into any color, these are misconceptions. In fact, chameleons can blend into many natural colors and even patterns, but they cannot do this at will. Instead, this happens naturally, according to temperature, emotional state of the animal, and the triggering of certain hormones within its body. Well, if you thought the chameleon was special enough, you were wrong. Because the most famous thing about the chameleon is its ability to change color. But we are told here that it cannot decide to change color. This happens naturally. So it may turn green in a tree, but brown on the ground.
哎，不错，这时候想起一句相当好的一句话，他说叫做 "Man proposes, but heaven, what is God?" disposes.
Mm-hmm.
我们人想要建议这样做这个做那，可是啊，老天早已经安排好了，就是谋事在人呐，成事在天，一切都有一些的主宰，这样子哈。好，我们再看下面最后这段。Okay,
let's finish up. It is hard to imagine an animal more interesting than the chameleon, with its weird appearance and special abilities. We should always remember, however, that these animals require their native habitat to flourish in, not zoos or individuals' terrariums. If you want your grandchildren to see this gift of nature, do not collect it as a pet. These natural treasures evolved over millions of years without mankind's help. They will continue to survive better if left alone. So our final paragraph reminds us that we need to conserve nature. We have to help nature, and the best way to help nature is by leaving it alone. Don't go into natural areas and take out the wildlife.
Mm-hmm. 这个其实很多呢, many animals today are on the verge, V-E-R-G-E, on the verge of extinction, 也就是在 劫机的边缘了，所以这一段呢，最后这一段呢，也就是卜大哥也同时告诉我们：嘿，我们真的是要保护我们这些少有的一些动物。 We should learn to love nature, to leave it as it is.
That's right. It was given to us this way, and that's the way we should leave it.
嗯哼，我想呢，我们刚好有一点时间，在最后的时候，从头到尾啊，要把它念一下。在这一遍呢，我们希望呢，我们听众朋友是用听的啊，训练我们的听力。
Hot animals around the world, chameleons. Every few months, this program will feature an animal which has caught the eye of the world's public to become a favorite or hot animal. In the first of this unusual series, we will look at the chameleon, one of nature's strangest creatures. Perhaps no other group of animals has caught mankind's imagination like reptiles. Among the several subclasses or orders in biology of reptiles are snakes and lizards, turtles and tortoises, crocodiles and alligators, and the tuatara, a marine lizard in New Zealand. The dinosaurs, too, belong to the class of reptiles. Was it a snake, lizard, or crocodile that caught the fancy of some Chinese in times gone by to create the dragon? A perennial theme, reptiles have been featured over the past 10 years in box office hits and bombs alike, as dinosaurs, Jurassic Park and The Lost World, crocodiles, and snakes, anaconda. Though not nearly as large as these mighty reptiles, the lowly chameleon nonetheless has amazed countless generations with its special talents and skills. What is a chameleon? Its unusual name fits this unusual animal perfectly, for it translates from the ancient Greek as lion on the ground. This is unexpected, since chameleons spend most of their time in trees. And as for looking like a lion, a chameleon looks like a chameleon. No other animal in nature's zoo looks quite as bizarre as they do. Where do they live? True chameleons are found only in the tropical forests and jungles of the Old World, and nearly half of its species live on the African island of Madagascar. What's so special about the chameleon? Plenty. From its tongue to its tail, the chameleon offers a storehouse of specialities. The tongue of this modern-day dinosaur look-alike can be extended more than twice the length of its body. This type of tongue, also present in frogs and toads, is called an extensile tongue. The eyes of the chameleon are even more remarkable. Its eyes are turreted and can be moved independently so that it can view two different objects simultaneously. This comes in especially handy as it is tree-dwelling. The chameleon can keep one eye on its prey and the other on its footing. Its head is often helmet-shaped, and some species have horn-like structures growing out of this scaly helmet. The feet and tail of the chameleon are also special. Both are prehensile, that is, they are both perfectly adapted to their sylvan environment. The toes of the chameleon's feet are bunched into inside and outside groups of two or three to enable this reptile to grasp tree branches tightly. The chameleon can thus climb extraordinarily well while using its tail to grab objects for further balance. The above inventory of natural selection specializations would be remarkable enough, but what really separates the chameleon from its fellow reptiles is the fact that its scales contain the ability to change color. Though many people think the chameleon can change its color at will, and that it can blend into any color, these are misconceptions. In fact, chameleons can blend into many natural colors and even patterns, but they cannot do this at will. Instead, this happens naturally, according to temperature, emotional state of the animal, and the triggering of certain hormones within its body. It is hard to imagine an animal more interesting than the chameleon, with its weird appearance and special abilities. We should always remember, however, that these animals require their native habitat to flourish in, not zoos or individuals' terrariums. If you want your grandchildren to see this gift of nature, do not collect it as a pet. These natural treasures evolved over millions of years without mankind's help. They will continue to survive better if left alone.
If they are left alone, 这个they are呢,还把它省略掉了。可是在倒数第二段里头,其实有一些很好的像字啊, 尤其是at will, 这个will是代表意愿啊, 可是在这儿呢,to do something at will, 就是出自自己的意愿,任意来做这种事情, 那么用at will,我们可以这样说, hey, you've got to behave yourself in this public place, you cannot do things at will. 在这样的公共场所,你不能随便任意做事情啊, 那么特别记住这个用法,用at will. 哎,Bruce呢,你表示随便变的这个吐痰啦, 对不对哈?
Okay, okay, I won't do everything at will.
Yeah, at will这个用法. 另外还有一个字叫trigger, 这个trigger本来是枪的扳机, 但to trigger something就是触发的意思。 那么或者是用to touch off 有一个很棒的一个字 touch 或者加off 比如说呢 his stupid remark 他的愚蠢的话呢 triggered a conflict 对不对
Okay or a volcano triggered an earthquake
对火山呢这样的爆发呢就造成了就是引发了什么地震 这个字觉得相当不错，我们再说一遍，好吧？
The volcano triggered an earthquake.
这个 volcano 它是这样拼的
V-O-L-C-A-N-O, V-O-L-C-A-N-O, volcano.
所以这个 trigger 相当不错，就引发的意思。像我刚才讲的 touched off 也是很棒的用法。这个 off 呢是 O-F-F, O-F-F.
Right. Well, that's about it for today's lesson. Remember, next week on Sunday, we will, of course, change the topic quite differently. We won't be talking about animals unless we're referring to Peter at the dining table. And we'll teach him how to eat in Anglo-America. Join us for that program. Till then, bye-bye.
再见.